We're doing now Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Yud Bet in the standard editions. Page Reish Pei in the Zelgman edition. Achakach Zipel Lanu Akatuv Shavram Minu Tziva Achar Maim. He'd been discussing how much we can learn from the story of Avram taking in Ges, that the Torah goes great lengths to describe the details of how Avram took in the guests. You have other parashiyot in the Torah where the Torah gives you one sentence on what you're supposed to do. Here the Torah goes through all the details of how Avram took in the guests. So he says, from here we see how much the Torah wanted us to take note of the details, and he's going step by step analyzing the details of the story. So the Torah, we learned earlier, the Torah describes how Avram sat in the heat in spite of his pain, even though he was fresh out of an operation, the circumcision, at an old age, 99 years old. Nonetheless, he was sitting there waiting for guests. And we discussed that last time. Then the Torah tells us how Avram had water fetched to clean their feet, so that they could clean their feet. The simple understanding is because they were traveling, and when a person's traveling, so often his feet get dirty with the dirt, with tar. That's why he offered them water to clean their feet. And you see, this is a generalization. A guest comes in our day we'd say offer them to clean their hands, to wash their hands. From this we can learn too, other than eating and drinking, we have to prepare water for the guests for other needs they have with the water. Then Avram asked them, maybe he can prepare them something to eat. And while he goes to prepare them something to eat, ishanu tachta ilanot, let them rest, let them lean under the trees, kisham tov liot batzel, because that's the convenient place to be in the shade. Ve'inafshu sham mitoch haderech, and over there they could rejuvenate from the difficulties of their journey. Here we learn another rule. A guest comes into the house. The first thing we offer them is not necessarily food. Sometimes the first thing you could offer them is a sofa, some place to sit down and catch their breath, to sit down and recuperate from their journey. Avram noticed that they didn't want to detain themselves by him. They didn't want to put him out, to make him work too hard. That's what Avram says. Avram says, I won't detain you. I'll just grab a little bit of bread and then you'll be on your way. Avram was saying to them, you'll just take a little bit to satiate yourselves and you'll be on your way. And then you see he makes a whole feast in their honor. That's the way the righteous are. They say little and then do a lot. They don't say, I'm going to do such and such and such, and then they don't live up to it. On the contrary, they say, let me just do this for you. And then they go and do so much more. So Avram says, let me bring you some bread. And then he brings them bread, and he brings them butter, and he brings them meat, and he does everything he can on their behalf. We see the way Avram made the meal was to give them the top meal. And he did it as quickly as he could. You see, every time something was ready, he'd bring it out in front of them. He didn't wait until the full meal was ready. Everything that was ready, he quickly brought it out. We find Avram was standing there throughout the meal to serve them. He didn't have one of his servants standing, but rather he himself stood there to serve them. They finished the meal. We find Avram walks them. He accompanies them out of his house. And we could learn all of this from Avram, how we should behave with our guests. And even if a person can't do all of these things, nonetheless, we should try to do part of them. Another thing we learn from here is how Avram got his children involved in the mitzvah. He sends his son and tells him, go, you fetch the cattle. You see, Avram was busy educating his children as he was doing the mitzvah. As the verse says, it says he took the calf, he gave the lad, And that's what Rashi over there interprets, that it was his son Yishmael. He wanted him to get accustomed to being a part of the mitzvah, to preparing the meat for the guests. So all of these are points the Chafetz Chaim says we should learn from Avraham Avinu about how we can take in the guests. Okay, we'll pick up here, Bezrat Hashem, next time.